This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard will be back with me on Monday. Coming up, Governor Walker launched a reboot of his presidential campaign yesterday, and Hillary Clinton made her first campaign visit to Wisconsin. We'll take a look at what they had to say. First, over the last few years, cities around Wisconsin have been slowly decriminalizing marijuana, in effect, by adopting local ordinances. An investigative report examining those ordinances shows that 9 of the state's 10 largest cities have decriminalized possession in some circumstances. Smaller municipalities have followed suit. The most recent central Wisconsin location to lower its marijuana penalty is Stevens Point. Just last month, the city cut the fine for first offense possession to $100, down from $300. Sari Leska is with us to talk about these laws around the state. She's the public issues investigator for the Stevens Point Journal. Sari, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, give us some more detail here. Looking at marijuana laws around Wisconsin and local ordinances, what were the trends you were seeing over the last couple of years?
Well, it looks like a lot of it's trending toward decriminalization, especially for first-time offenses. Not so much for subsequent offenses after that, I'd say there's not exactly a trend in the reasoning behind that.
Not a trend in the reasoning? Why not?
Well, it looks like it comes from a lot of different schools of thought. Some people argue for decriminalization based on severity of the crime, for example. Other people argue for it based on racial disparities in applying the law. Some people argue for it in regards to the economy. Some of it's about creating a permanent criminal record for people who, you know, kind of dabble in marijuana when they're young and then they're stuck with this criminal record for the rest of their lives.
So a patchwork of reasons for the changes, and it sounds like a patchwork of laws and ordinances. So depending on where one got caught with marijuana, the punishment could be very different. Can you talk about the range of consequences that's out there?
Sure, yeah. When we were looking at these ordinances across the state, for example, you can be caught in a private residence in Madison, and you're not even facing punishment if you're in Madison, if you're in a private residence with a certain amount, you know, like a user amount of marijuana. But in other places, the fine could be up to $1,000. In Green Bay, I believe it was $1,000 as a maximum fine for possession of up to 25 grams.
And what did you hear? You talked to some police officers around the state and police officials. What's the reaction you're hearing? And again, is that a variety depending on where you are?
Yes, there's a huge variety in it. In Madison, for example, they kind of came from the mindset that, you know, this isn't the biggest thing that we need to be dealing with. We've got other problems. We've got other drugs that are worth more of our time than marijuana. But in other places, police were saying that it is important to be taking a hard stance against this because they're concerned about marijuana being a gateway drug and people who first start dabbling with marijuana moving on to harder substances after that.
To make things even maybe a little more complicated, as I understand from your reporting, sometimes police officers have the option of treating it with a fine or ignoring it or referring it to prosecutors for marijuana possession.
That is correct. Ordinances are just another tool for police officers. They're created within the bounds of a state statute. So officers have the tool of an ordinance at their discretion if they choose to use it, but they are not required to. So, for example, in the city of Marshfield, which is near us here in Stevens Point, they told us that they do have an ordinance on file, but they don't tend to use it too frequently because they see it as an opportunity if they were to take the criminal route with charges to have more leverage on their side, to bargain with people who they find with user amounts of marijuana to get to the dealers who they really want to be getting after. So sometimes they make the decision to use criminal charges as a way of dealing with the problem.
We're talking to Sari Lesk with the Stevens Point Journal about marijuana laws and local ordinances around Wisconsin. It is a patchwork. Where you get caught matters very much in what you could be charged with, even if you're charged at all for marijuana possession in certain circumstances. Sari, I mentioned that in your town there, Stevens Point, there was a recent change. Can you go into that story? What changed in Stevens Point?
Yeah, so here in Stevens Point, we first adopted an ordinance, or I should say the city council first adopted an ordinance in, I believe it was October 2014, so just about a year ago. It was decriminalizing possession of up to 5 grams of marijuana, and it came with a $300 flat rate forfeiture. Now, that did not include the court fees. That was just the initial forfeiture plus court fees. But just this summer, I believe it was in either July or August, they decided to lower that fine. It came from a request from a local citizen based on his experiences with cancer and going through chemotherapy and not having medical marijuana as a tool for him to deal with some of the side effects that he was experiencing. He asked if the city council, after all this research that he'd done, might consider lowering the fine. He said it would bring it more in line with the severity of the offense if they brought the fine down to $100. And it was a split decision, but the city council did vote this summer to do that.
And is this, again, a thing where there's flexibility where police can use the ordinance or use the state law depending on the circumstance?
I would say yes, but in conversation with the Stevens Point Police Department, they did indicate that they tend to lean toward the ordinance if the circumstances of the crime would allow for that. However, I think that it might be important to note that a lot of times it's going to be dependent on the totality of circumstances in which you find somebody in possession of marijuana. For example, when police find people, they're arresting them on a totally separate charge, and they also happen to find marijuana on their person, even if it's a user amount. I think that's another circumstance that police have told me they might lean toward the criminal charge because there's other circumstances involved.
And we should point out, we've been talking about possession probably up to a certain amount, depending on the locality. We're not talking about a sale of marijuana here for the most part, are we? That is something that that communities aren't particularly decriminalizing at this point?
That is correct. I have not heard much. It might be happening, but my research did not come up with anything regarding decriminalizing the sale of marijuana. The state law that might be, it's been presented in the legislature. I'm not quite sure where it is at this point because we did do this story a bit ago, so it might have gotten that committee hearing that was being requested, but that bill wanted to decriminalize both recreational and medical marijuana, and it did, I believe, have some provisions in there regarding the sales of it because it said that the goal was to take the sales, you know, out of the shadows, out of the dark, to create some more safety.
Right. We've seen, of course, other states legalize marijuana, Colorado, Washington. From talking to people involved in this story about marijuana decriminalization in certain communities, do you get the feeling that people think this might happen in Wisconsin anytime soon?
I don't. Having spoken to legislators, and we also spoke to the Attorney General about his opinions on this, and it seemed like it was getting a fairly partisan reaction, and it did not seem that enough people were getting on board with it in the legislature quite yet for this bill to come forward all the way. But, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I guess it could happen.
I want to invite listeners to join in on this topic at 800-642-1234. Should marijuana be decriminalized in your local community at the state level? How would you like to see that work? And what's the situation in your town, your city, your part of Wisconsin? If you're in law enforcement, how are these laws enforced where you work? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Sari, are you seeing maybe more dominoes falling? Are other communities around the state going to be evaluating their own ordinances when it comes to marijuana possession?
I think you could say that. I mean, for example, just here in Stevens Point, I was told when they put this ordinance into effect last year, the reason they did it was because they were the only municipality here that did not have an ordinance. We have the village of Plover, which had its own ordinance, and Portage County had an ordinance, but the city of Stevens Point did not, so creating one brought it in line with the rest of the county. I was also told by the police in Wisconsin Rapids that they don't have an ordinance in place at this time, but they are looking into it.
Sari, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Sari Lesk, public issues investigator for the Stevens Point Journal. She was with us to talk about her investigative report on marijuana laws and ordinances around Wisconsin. You can find a link to that report over at the Central Time Facebook page. Now, coming up, we will take your calls on marijuana laws. Do you think pot possession should be decriminalized at the local level, at the state level, federal level, for that matter? Why? Why not? Do you think it should be legalized, but only for medicinal purposes? How about recreational purposes? What do you think about the idea that marijuana is a gateway drug, shouldn't be decriminalized, shouldn't be legalized? Call now. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll get your calls in just a few moments. First, a look at some of the latest news with Kristen Durst. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're taking your calls now about marijuana laws here in Wisconsin. As we just heard, they're changing. Ordinances are in many communities, decriminalizing, in effect, marijuana possession in some cases, in some places, in some amounts in a lot of communities, changing it to fines, maybe lowering those fines in other communities, some places the full force of the law. What do you think the law should be when it comes to marijuana possession and marijuana sales? Have the ordinances recently changed in your town? What happened? Were you happy or upset about that change? Do you think marijuana should be legalized for medicinal, recreational purposes? Is it a gateway drug? Should stay illegal? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll start with Celia in Madison now. Celia, hi.
Hi, I am actually a court clerk here in Madison, and I was just going to let you know, here in Madison, if you are issued a citation for, you know, a user amount of marijuana, it's actually $1 plus for court costs, which turns out being about $138, whereas a citation for paraphernalia is actually around $350, so sometimes they'll kind of get around that by writing a companion ticket. Otherwise, if you cross over to Fitchburg, which is right outside of Madison and, you know, basically part of Madison, it's actually over $1,000 if you get a citation for the same exact thing. So even within Dane County, depending on if you cross over that line into Fitchburg, you might end up paying 10 times as much for the same exact offense.
As a court clerk in Madison, do you see these cases that $1 fine plus court costs come across your desk a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I just had a number of them this morning.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing what's going on in Madison and in Dane County, Celia. We'll go next to John with us in Menominee. John, hi. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much. I just wanted to make a comment that I think that medicinal marijuana, you know, has its place. And I do believe that it should really be legalized as far as medicinal goes. Now, the street marijuana is considerably different. There are many different types of medicinal marijuana that you can get for specific ailments, just like any type of medications that you can get for any type of an ailment. So that would be just my comment. I think medicinal, if you're card-carrying and you have the special medicinal marijuana in your possession, I think it should be overlooked.
So if it's doctor's orders, the equivalent of a prescription, you're okay with that?
I am okay with that, yes.
John, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts on that. We're talking marijuana laws and ordinances here in Wisconsin. Want to hear what you think? At 800-642-1234, post on the Central Time Facebook page. Our next caller is Kristen with us in Baraboo. Kristen, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a surgeon in Baraboo, and where I trained, we had access to medical marijuana. Of course, in Wisconsin, we don't. And what I find is that I have very limited options to give my patients for pain. Certainly acute pain, narcotics are fine, but after a couple of days, they're just not a good drug. And marijuana would be at least another option without nearly as bad of side effects.
And Kristen, I've heard the argument that maybe that's right, but we haven't. There's not enough testing, not enough evidence on that to where we should be using it for pain control. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would agree. There's not enough evidence. In terms of evidence-based medicine, there's a paucity of evidence. But with it being a Schedule I drug, we can't get the evidence. And so it's really a catch-22. Without changing the schedule, that we're hamstrung and we can't proceed with any research anyway.
And as compared, you mentioned opiate medications, and we've heard problems with those in some cases leading to addiction when used legally or illegally. So are you saying marijuana, even if we don't know that much about it, given the alternative, it might be better?
What I'm finding with a few patients is that they are accidentally overdosing on opiates. And I've lost patients to that. And that is really unlikely to happen with marijuana. If a four-year-old child gets into the marijuana, that's certainly a problem. If a four-year-old child gets into the Vicodin or the fentanyl patches, that's a dead child.
Kristen, thanks a lot for sharing your unique perspective on that issue. I appreciate it. We'll go next to Nate with us in Adams. Nate, hi.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. What do you think, Nate?
Well, I think there has to be something done. I had a younger brother. He started smoking marijuana when he was about 17. And, this is just recreational. Well, he worked his way through, He was in and out of prison for thievery and that kind of thing. Never a violent crime did he commit. Finally, just a few weeks before his 50th birthday, he by that time had graduated up into heroin and the opiates, and he killed himself with an overdose. Not intentionally.
Nate, I'm really sorry for your loss and sorry to hear that story. Because of that, do you think maybe don't legalize marijuana based on that experience?
I don't think it's good to legalize. If there is a legitimate medical use, I think then we should be looking seriously at that. But we've got enough recreational drugs out there in the form of alcohol, for one. And even though alcohol is terrible, we know how it acts. We don't know how the subsequent generations of marijuana users' offsprings are going to react in the long run. There's just too many questions that haven't been thoroughly answered.
Nate, thanks a lot. And again, sorry for your loss, but thanks for sharing your story and your thoughts on marijuana legalization. We'll go next to Scott with us in Platteville. Scott, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
Well, it's too bad. I have the same comments of your previous caller, and that is the number one gateway drug is alcohol. Absolutely. And it's 100% legal. You know, everybody can get it.
Well, where do you go from there? Are you thinking alcohol should be more restricted or marijuana should be less restricted?
Oh, marijuana should be less restrictive. You know, my God, we tried prohibition on alcohol in the 20s. It didn't work. The war on drugs is not working, you know, especially on marijuana. It just incarcerates hundreds of thousands of people for something that, you know, should ought to be legalized.
All right, Scott, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts. We are asking you your thoughts on marijuana legalization and decriminalization. Recent report finds that 9 out of 10 of Wisconsin's biggest cities have, in effect, decriminalized marijuana in certain circumstances for possession. A lot of communities lowering their fines, changing their ordinances on this over the last couple of years. Want to know what you think. 800-642-1234 is the number, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Jason on Facebook writes, make it legal, and anyone still in prison or jail for selling or possessing it, he says, set them free. Let law enforcement focus on real crime, catching the real criminals. Thanks for your comment. Jason, we'll go next to Maria in Sparta. Maria, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I think marijuana should be legalized nationwide. I've heard a lot of great comments from the guests before. I think they're saying a lot of good things. I do respect everyone's opinion, but I think that legalizing marijuana nationwide is a way to help America get out of debt, if you will. I also feel that there is, like the person Jake on Facebook commented, that there is a lot of people that have been put in jail, put into prison for marijuana crimes. And I don't believe that those people committed a violent crime. I don't think they should be in there. I do agree that if it is decriminalized and legalized nationwide, set those people do not feel they should be in there. And I just turned your show on, and I thought it was a really great comment. I've never called in before. Just want to say, yay, Wisconsin. Way to go.
Thanks a lot for calling in and sharing your thoughts on the issue. We'll go next to Bill in Green Bay. Bill, hi.
Hi. Yeah, my opinion on the subject is legalize it across the board. It's a plant. It's not a drug. Drugs are what the companies make, and look at the hell that they cause. It's, you know, when I smoke a little bit of marijuana, I might get real crazy, like watch a movie on my couch, eat a bowl of ice cream, and fall asleep. I don't know. I just don't see it as a drug.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go next to Kathy on the line in Neenah. Kathy, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to know, tell you that I'm on the painkillers. I've had two major back surgeries, and the marijuana does take the pain away. Yes, painkillers are not good for our organs, and I wish they would legalize this because there would be medical marijuana. And you know what? All it does is make you go to sleep. And you know what? They should outlaw nicotine and alcohol because it's a bad drug. It's hard to get rid of. But I think they should legalize marijuana.
Kathy, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck dealing with the pain from the back surgeries. Larry is next with us in Black River Falls. Larry, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to comment as far as legalizing the medical marijuana. I have a six-year-old grandson that has had numerous seizures. And my daughter went to Colorado to get medical marijuana for him. That little boy hasn't had seizures for over a year. Recently, they've had to move to Minnesota so they could get the medicine. But I think medical marijuana is just the greatest. Maybe not the recreational, but medical, definitely.
And I think for seizures, there's a form of medication that is the active ingredient in marijuana, I think in pill or liquid form or something like that.
Liquid form, but it doesn't have the stuff that makes you high. I mean, you're not giving your kid something that makes you high. It's something that's helping with the seizures. I mean, he's a completely different little boy today than he was a year ago.
Larry,
that's medical marijuana.
Thanks a lot for sharing that story. Larry, we'll go next to Janelle in Black River Falls. Janelle, hi.
Hi, I'm just calling to talk about the process of how when someone is apprehended with marijuana on them. My son, when he was 17, had some marijuana with him, and they convict you of this, but they're not actually convicted. It's called a forfeiture. So because it has to run through the court system, it is on your record, and it's not a misdemeanor, it's not a felony, but it is still on your record. And so when these companies, like, say, Checkmate or whatever, they now have him listed as a two-time criminal for possession of drugs, THC, even though, you know, on his record, it only is a forfeiture, and people don't know what a forfeiture is. So it's kind of incriminating when they're that young and they have possession of it, and it ran through as criminal, and then when they take the plea and pay the fine, it's a forfeiture. So it's really kind of confusing.
Janelle, thanks a lot for that call. Thanks to all of you for sharing your thoughts on the issue and your posts on Facebook. You can keep doing that, by the way. Go over to the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.